delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
I lit up from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out, run, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine.
By the way, Hillary Clinton taking the bait. Hillary Clinton taking the bait and weighing in on this whole notion of a government database to track Muslims in the United States. Now, here's the thing. Donald Trump was asked this question by a reporter about whether there should be a database, and he kind of said, yeah, sure, whatever, I'd go with that. Again, it was a gotcha question, I guess, and it got away from him. And now, yeah, he's being called all sorts of names again, but his numbers continue to go up. Continues to go up. In fact, so bad is it, that people like Susan Jade Demas from MLive are calling him, you know, a borderline fascist. I mean, really? Come on. And he, you know, he only called immigrants rapists and murderers. No, it's not what he said. But you can continue to twist. I mean, Susan, if you have a need to twist the political discussion to more closely align with your political beliefs, that's fine. But don't waste our time with stupidity. And this is just silly. By the way, Hillary Clinton weighing in on the and after Donald Trump was. After Donald Trump was brought into that conversation, he later said, that's not what I said, that the reporter brought that up. I didn't. So he's saying he didn't, you know, suggest the idea of a Muslim database. Hillary Clinton weighed in on the topic. Here's what she had to say about it.
It's important that we don't listen to the voices, including those coming from Republican candidates for president, who would paint with such a broad brush, would want us to somehow isolate, register Muslims, go after Islam. Our enemy are these criminal killers who misuse a religion in order to recruit people and give them the training to go out and kill more people. We know how to vet refugees. We've been doing it for years, and it takes a long time. I will make sure that we are absolutely vigilant in how we vet any refugees. And we will not be allowing people in who, if anyone thinks at all, they could cause us a problem. I will rely on the defense and the intelligence experts to do that.
You know, we're going to have a conversation coming up here on the program that Hillary Clinton, according to some of her emails, can you imagine listening to that for 4 years? Good Lord. Ready for Hillary. And I'd have to say, really? Why? Based on her incredible accomplishments, like her reset with Russia, her incredible foreign policy accomplishments being, you know, borne out in Syria, Ukraine, Paris, you know, Hillary, quite a list of accomplishments there. But a little bit later on the program, Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch will join us, the director of research investigation. According to some of the emails that have come out now, top aide Huma Abedin warned State Department staffers that Hillary Clinton is, quote, often confused. Now, I can see that. Often confused. That seems to make sense. And it looks like she is often confused. So there you have it. Meanwhile, you have this, these op-ed writers, like this Susan Demas from MLive. The second reaction of this is horror. She says, yes, times are tough in America. The economic recovery has been painfully slow. Wages are stagnant. ISIS is repugnant, and people are gripped with a profound, indescribable unease. We careen from unfounded fears of Ebola to false outrage about Starbucks coffee cups. But how could people really turn to a nativist strongman? That's not what America is about. And yes, we need to keep shouting this. Let's shout people down. You know, here's the thing. People say, well, America's never had a, talking about a religious test for immigrants and so forth. Of course there has been. And in fact, Christians coming out of the Middle East right now should be given preference because they are suffering genocide in many areas. Same as they should have been given preference coming out of Darfur and the slaughters that occurred there. If Christians are facing genocide, those facing genocide have always been pushed to the top of the list here in America. So this notion that there's never been a religious test is bunk, pushed upon you by people who are trying to push their own political agenda. That's un-American. No, really, it's not. We look out for those that are being slaughtered, and right now Christians are being slaughtered across Syria and Iraq and elsewhere if they don't fall into the 7th century view of Islam being put forth by Islamic State, you know, the JV squad that murdered and maimed 500 in Paris. The JV squad that murdered and maimed 500 in Paris. Don't overreact, says the president. It's just a setback. Well, if that happens at a school or a shopping mall here in America, then what? Dave's on the line in Grand Rapids on the hotline. Dave, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you. You just had voice of Hillary on, which is to... Gosh, an awful scary thing on Monday morning.
Oh,
anyway,
boy, I'll give you that.
She was talking about vigilance. And the concerning part that I would have with that, I'm afraid it's going to be kind of like the vigilance of, Benghazi, where nobody really knew, and it was a video, and it was, well, maybe it wasn't a video, but it certainly wasn't terrorist, and it was, Anyway, that's about all.
Well, I appreciate it, Dave. Yeah, her vigilance is... You know, when the phone rings at 3 in the morning, who's going to answer it? Apparently, she's not. You remember the ad, of course, her running against Barack Obama, the 3 in the morning phone call. Well, it went unanswered in Benghazi, didn't it? And how are you going to handle it if St. Louis is locked down like Brussels, Belgium? Or pick your city because of terrorist concerns. 25 after on a Monday.